أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود. With regard to this ayat, we mentioned the two incidents of from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that one Nabi of the Anbiya of the past, some ajab pride came into him about his ummah, and then immediately Allah Ta'ala corrected him and told him, now in return of that we will kill. We will either punish you or we will put an enemy over you. You must choose. They chose that that Allah Ta'ala must take retribution. In that 70,000 of the people who died in one day. From here also we have to understand that we must not believe and understand Allah as we understand, but as Allah is. Allah is the sole creator. Everything belongs to Him. He can do as He pleases. But very sadly, like everything else, children want to judge their parents today, whereas they must accept their parents. Or today, juniors all want to judge their seniors. And we also want to judge Allah whether the action of Allah was fair or whether it was not fair. We have to accept Allah as Allah is. Allah is the sole creator. And we forget ourselves that, for example, how many ants we kill, how many mosquitoes we kill, and that they're not our creation. Have we got the right to kill them? The masala is a separate thing, we should find out. But just morally, what we haven't even created, and we want to, we say we kill those things. So that is, we do with these things as we want to, which are not our creation, they don't belong to us, we did not buy them or anything. And Allah, who is the sole creator, He has the absolute authority, and Allah cannot be judged and cannot be questioned by anyone. But commonly in the world, which is coming in the Muslims also, we also judge Allah, whether this action of Allah is fair, whether it's justified or not. Na'uzu billah, that is the worst thing a person can do. So we can see that we haven't submitted to Allah at all. We feel that we have submitted, but we are judging Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the other incident. Also from that first incident we can see that this pride that comes in a person is extremely dangerous. Allah hates it very, very much. As in the battle of Hunayn, the Sahaba also just felt, today our numbers are very great, nobody can defeat us. Immediately Allah changed the tables and they suffered an initial loss. So much so that it became famous that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been made shaheed. To this extent they were routed on the battlefield. So this little bit of pride also, and it comes so easily on us. I did this, I achieved that, my children did this, our people did this. This is a very, very dangerous thing. This with the sense of pride in it. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the next incident of that king who made the people worship him. And in that process, his magician, chief magician, Jadugar, when he had reached old age, he wanted a young boy to be trained and in this Jadu of his. On the way, there was a Christian priest also. This boy used to visit the Christian priest. At that time, that religion was 100% correct. It was not adulterated or anything. The Christian religion was the religion of the time. This boy liked the teachings of the king, of this priest. He brought iman on him, and slowly he reached the stages of wilayat and karamat also, very high stages. On one occasion, a beast, like a big animal, a lion or something, blocked the way of the people. And he made dua that, oh Allah, if the religion of this priest is correct, let this lion die. And he just threw a little stone at it, and it died. After that, this news became famous everywhere that this boy has got such wonderful, such great knowledge that he achieved this. This knowledge, this news reached a blind person also. He came to the boy and he asked him if you can cure me. He said, if you promise that you will believe in Allah, the one and only Allah, I will make dua for you. He made dua and that boy got cured. And after that person got cured, then this news started became much more famous amongst people. Everyone was talking about it till it reached the king also. The king summoned this boy, the priest and this blind person to his court. And after some initial investigation, etc., he decided that the priest and the blind person must be executed. They were killed, they were executed. For the boy, he decided that he must be taken to a high mountain and thrown down from there, and he must be killed in this way. They took him, and when they went up there, all of them who took them, they all died. And the boy came back safely again. The king became angered even much more, that what is this that happened? Now he ordered that they must take him into the sea, and he must be drowned in the sea. They took him, and all the people who took him, they all drowned. And the boy returned safely again. When he returned safely, he told the king, you can't kill me in this way. You will never be able to kill me. I will show you how you can kill me. And the method he showed, gather all the people of the town, of the city, the country, gather them all in one huge place. And then you prepare the gallows and you put me on the gallows. And then you take an arrow and you shoot it at me, but you read these words, Bismillahi Rabbi Hazil Ghulam. In the name of Allah, who is the Lord, who is the Rabb, who is the Allah of this boy. He did that, and in that the boy died, and he went straight to Jannah. He gave his life for Allah Ta'ala. And on the other side, all the people brought Iman. They said, Amanna bi Rabbi Hazal Ghulam. We bring Iman on the Rabb of this boy. And that's what it is, what he wanted. All brought Iman. This infuriated the king even much, much more. And then he took drastic steps further, which we will discuss, and that comes related then to this ayah. How he, what he did after that, what transpired, and how Allah made the people of Iman to remain strong and firm, and that is where we have to see how strong and firm on Iman and the commands of Allah are we, or how weak we become when we are faced with a situation. May Allah keep our Iman steadfast, take us with Iman, and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete Iman.